listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
The Purple Project Podcast Daily. Final weekend in November, folks. November 26, 2022. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast. All things K-State related, sports-wise, folks. Continuing, recording this prior to a monster weekend of sports all around. Of course, sitting here recording this before the Ohio State-Michigan game. And, of course, a little update here before I get to the postcast edition with the Paradise Jam game number two last night for the women. Of course, Texas took care of Baylor late yesterday, which puts K-State, yes, in a must-win situation. Pretty much called that one, or pretty much that's what's my feelings going in there. You can't rely on that help, and Baylor didn't help us at all. So, yeah, you're going to have to go into the Dillon Sunflower Showdown tonight and get it done. That's what it is. You win, you're in the Big 12 championship game. You don't, Texas gets that spot, and oh boy, I do not want to think about the devastating possibilities of that situation. But I already talked about that yesterday's postcast with the Paradise Jam Part 1. So go check that out as well. But yep, K-State, KU here in Manhattan tonight going down. Zit for all the marbles here to get to the Big 12 championship game. K-State has everything out there to get in. Hopefully, for any jealous reasons here, hopefully tonight's game ain't indicative of what happened with Florida State last night. But even though, yes, the ranked team did win, so K-State, yes, is 12th in the college football playoff rankings right now. So you think, K-State Nation, we should all think that they should take care of business tonight with everything that's out there as well. The postcast, K-State wins basketball, continuing their winning ways last night, getting it done, but not over against a team that did not lay down quietly last night. Northern Arizona get by them. Gabby Gregory and Jalen Glenn continuing their hot shooting in the start of the season combined. Helped K-State combine 58 points last night there. Pretty much scoring over half K-State's points to will K-State by the pesky Northern Arizonians last night there. 93-80 in the Paradise Jam and Reef division there. And, of course, the Wildcats now will have another chance to capture its second straight Paradise Jam title. Second straight tournament out of the United States, even though it is in the Virgin Islands there as well. Again, going back to the middle of this past week, right? The men took care of a couple of tough opponents, and this women's team took care of a pesky Northern Arizona team, and they got a tough opponent in Arkansas tonight. Both teams 7-0, and that's going to be a 7 o'clock game, but I don't think anybody's going to be paying attention. All eyes are going to be here in Manhattan tonight, but I will be at home watching the football game, so I'm going to keep an eye on both of these games going on, so no reason for me to be going out into this 30-degree cold weather here. But K-State now continuing to build this winning streak here, 7-game streak here to begin the season for the first time, again, since 2016 season there when the Wildcats reeled off 9 straight. This is the second time in the Jeff Mini era in which the Wildcats have started a season with 7 straight wins. And this is for the 7th straight time. Well, 7th straight time to take the straight off. 7th time in program history. A lot of 7 heavens here on this Saturday, folks, here in Manhattan. Gabby Gregory. Again, we start off this women's postcast with Gabby Gregory, and for good reason. 35 points, career high And I thought she was going to get this last weekend against Utah Tech, but of course, refs had other ideas for that. 9 of 14 shoot, 9 of 24 shooting from the field. She did go 1 of 7 to start off the first half. She was a little cold out there, but she hit some huge threes down the stretch here, which rounded up her total to 4 of 12 from downtown in a career high 10 rebounds. Remember, Gregory is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she transferred from University of Oklahoma there as well. Also, she's at a career high from the free throw line, 13 of 16 from free throw line as well. Gabby is now the 10th player in program history to score 35 or more points in a game and is tied for 10th in school history for most points, for points in a single game. That's bringing Chambers chair territory there. I keep saying territory. I say that a bunch of times there as well. So, wow. You guys already know where I stand with G-Squared on that. She has been on a mission since landing here in Manhattan, Kansas, and continues to do that. They're going to need her and Jalen Glenn as well. Jalen Glenn also in the career high mode last night. 23 points, 9 of 16. 50% from downtown, and that has been consistent through 7 games. Jalen Glenn has been a monster as well, helping out that effort as well. Hey, Serena Sundell, S squared, 13 points chipped in as well, 7 rebounds, 3 assists as well. The number of the night, the 58 points mentioned at the top of the postcast by Gregory and Jalen Glenn, ranked 6th in school K-State history for combined points by a pair of Kansas State teammates. My, oh, my. The 72 combined points amongst Gregory and the Glenn sisters is tied for the second highest total among K-State trio for the single game, equaling the mark set by Lori Cohn, Kendra Recker, and Megan Mahoney against... Can you believe this? Iowa, folks. Woo! So, the team, K-State, upset last week, who was ranked 4th in the country there. Bradley Glenn, 14 points. So, yeah, looking at this, I'm just pulling this up right now. Lauterbach started, only played 4 minutes in the game, no points, 2 rebounds. 4 out of 5, double digits in double figures last night, 35, 23, 13, 14 there as well. You get an additional 6 from Sarah Samotsky and 2 from Emily Ebert. That's it there as well. Everybody chipping in as well. You getting this efficiency, type of scoring efficiency. Wow. I mean, we begged for it. I called it out multiple times on last year's postcast, referring to women's basketball, K-State style. They needed to score the basketball. Well, they are answering, checking all the boxes. They got one more to check off. They gotta take out Arkansas tonight, which that team is also 7-0. So does it remind you anything? Yes, it does. When K-State men's team took on LSU, which was both 5-0 and K-State on top. So you figure it's gonna be another tough opponent tonight. K-State, they're going to be up to the task here. Again, you know what the deal is here. If K-State makes shots, they win the basketball game. We know that by now as well. And last year, Arkansas finished in the middle of the SEC, but they're off to a good start as well here in 2022. But our Lady Cats, and oh, by the way, should I say it? Go ahead and say it or wait. Yeah, I'm going to wait on that until the final of tonight. Hopefully, tonight's game there. And K-State, the women's team, can sweep their opponents tonight. I will say that as well here. Let's see. Jeff Me there. Let's see. Actually, oh, yeah. So, yeah, so after last night there, it looked like here. That was okay for a minute here. Yeah, Jeff Mitty got ejected last night from the game. last night there. K-State, we got a little bit of a post-game comments here from Brian Osterman, the associate head coach from K-State last night after the ejection, talking about that from Coach Brian. Quote, "I think the last time it happened was about 12 years ago when we were at TCU and we had a situation at Oklahoma. That one didn't turn out so well. I think we were already down 20 and we lost big. I think this one, obviously, it happened real early in the game in the first quarter. And we're down four at the end of the first quarter. We had time to settle the players down and just get them settled back down into the game plan. That was the main thing to tell them. We're going to stick with the same game plan. We're not going to change anything. Let's deal with the adversity and let's keep our focus on the game, taking away their 3-point shot, which we did not do a very good job in the first quarter. I think they had 12 attempts. They had only 13 attempts the rest of the way. We were successful in defending the 3-point line in the last three quarters and then not putting them on a free throw line. We did a pretty good job of not letting them get to the free throw line where they could hurt us was so obvious. They took advantage and took twos. That was something that we're kind of willing to give up, and it worked out as well. And then, of course, going down here from Coach Brian about Gregory and Jalen Glenn, I quote, "I think Gabby's reputation is to be a dominant scorer, scoring at three levels. I think Jalen has matured and grown up so much and taken on greater responsibility to score, and I think she's playing free. She's shooting threes, and what she's doing better than what we've been seen since game one." So we reset myself here. Since game one to game seven is getting more pressure on the basket, getting more pressure on the rim. So she's driving the ball better and being more aggressive. They're having to deal with both of them. And then you throw in Briley and Serena. I think all four are close to averaging double figures. Three of them certainly are close right now. If we get three of those four clicking on most nights, I think we got enough firepower offensively. Gabby, after the game, quote, "I'm just as free as I could possibly be. The coaches and my teammates are so supportive of me, and Coach O is always in my ear telling me to shoot it. I just feel great. I'm playing like myself, so I feel great." And then, of course, we're going to go right down the line here. Gabby talks about Jeff Mitty getting ejected in this game. Quote, "I thought it was kind of funny. It was a funny situation. I didn't think they were actually going to eject him. Coach O stepped up and coached us really well. And I think it was one of those things like, okay, we got to push now. We got to be serious. We had to do whatever we had to do to try to win this game without Coach Mitty. But I think there was no panic at all. I think we were just like, okay, it's our game. Like, we can handle this," end quote. And then on our teammate here on Jalen Glenn, from Gabby Gregory, folks, here on the Pro Project Podcast postcast, K-State taking game two away from Northern Arizona. I keep saying that this weekend. I don't know what it is. Quote, "I think from the summer to now, I think her game has really evolved. She's coming more into her confidence because she's always been a great basketball player. And I think at times, she just lacks confidence that she needs to understand she's a great basketball player and she can help us on both ends of the floor. And obviously, she did that today and yesterday. She's been killing it this season. And as the season goes on, she's just going to get better and better." That is what I've been saying about both these teams, end quote there. As that is from Gabby Gregory there, as the Cats take down Northern Arizona 93-80 and get ready for a huge showdown. Back in the same arena again against undefeated Arkansas. So you got two undefeateds going down here in Manhattan. You got the Dylan Sunflower Showdown. I'm telling you, man. I'm right there with Coach Brian on that. You get three of the four ladies scoring the basketball like that, it's a wrap. on that for sure there on that one. So, but you gotta be encouraged. You gotta be really excited right now, and things are just the snowball continues to go up, be bigger and bigger, and the momentum's real, man. I'm telling you, man. So, but congratulations again to the women for dealing with that situation. I wasn't even really aware of it until a few moments ago. I'm like, what? So, yeah, KingCast doesn't pick up on those things. I know you just have to assume, and obviously all the media is here. You have some people, at least one or two social media for K-State basketball over there in the Virgin Islands and St. Thomas over there. But yeah, you don't pick up on those things. So my apologies for not that threw me for a change up right there. So yeah, Jeff Mini got ejected last night there. But hey, the ladies taking care of business and now looking for a clean sweep and to stay unbeaten against Arkansas. So two more unbeatens here on the final night of the Paradise Jam. Again, we'll have the postcast up to you guys. This will be out maybe a couple hours before the Dillon Sunflower Showdown later on tonight. So a lot going on around K-State sports again with the football game, Dillon Sunflower Showdown. It's KU, 12th ranked K-State here in Bit the Bell. I will be at the crib tonight watching this game, the football game more importantly, but then again keeping a small eye what's taking place in the Virgin Islands with our ladies teams as they look for a clean sweep with their opponents here. Well, that would be sweet. See both basketball teams take home the trophy tonight. But unfinished business there. Gabby Gregory's historic 35 points and Jalen Glenn. I probably am even more impressed with her. The end of the second half of the year, she really struggled. Last year, down the stretch, part of that shooting struggles, but I think they really injected her over the summer, and that hard work is really paying off right now, for sure. So confidence is key, and right now this entire women's basketball team for K-State is doing what it needs to be done, and they're taking care of business here. 93-80 over Northern Arizona. Arkansas is the opponent tonight for the finale of the Paradise Jam, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Big night for K-State sports coming up, folks. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. You're not subscribed to this podcast, might want to get on that right now. And, of course, a friendly reminder, episode 132 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with myself and my co-host Alex Aiden. Now out wherever you get your podcast, folks. Be sure to download it. Get your tailgate on. Drop a listen, download us, tell a friend, share it, like it, do what you do, and let's see if K-State can punch a ticket to Arlington tonight.